Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting second. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Landis scores. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Maxwell moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Lawler moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis is walked intentionally. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Lawler tags and moves to third. Landis tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Cline. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 0 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Landis moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Held reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. Held scores. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Kindle covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mahoney hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, White Sox. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cline hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. Francona scores. One out. It's 11-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, White Sox. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bill Daly. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mahoney hits a line drive towards first. Cunningham catches it and steps on first to double up Essigian. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, White Sox. Dean Stone now pitching. Gene Green pinch hits for Tito Francona. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.